Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings, with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Raw was last night, and we got more for WrestlePalooza. And in fact, we may have a whole card. One match has not been announced, but Triple H kind of sort of revealed a lot on a appearance on the Pat McAfee show today. So we'll tell you the lineup for that show. There's a lot of lineups for a lot of shows coming up and a lot of big matches. So we're going to go over all of that today, including the TNA Impact lineup for September 11th, as Lance Storm will be joining us on the show today. The dulcet tones of his voice, but maybe not video, as he can't get his camera working. But we will find an appropriate photograph of Lance to use on the program here today. So that is that. We got NXT tonight. We got Dynamite tomorrow. We got some news, including the rating for the SmackDown show, which did extremely well because AJ Lee returned. We'll tell you about that, as well as AEW Tag Team title match. We'll be headlining CMLL this coming Friday. We've got the Raw report is noted with a bunch of matches for WrestlePalooza, and we will take your feedback. Might have time for a lot of feedback today. Not a ton of news going on. So if you would like to join the show, a lot of ways to do so. You can text us. 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, $10 cameos, at Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm is kind of joining us here today. What's going on, Lance?
I'm here in mind and body, but not video.
Yeah, what's going on? What's with this computer?
I do not know. For some reason, it decided it would not recognize my camera today, and I've restarted it and just waiting for the email to load. I should be back in here very quickly.
You rebooted it? The camera works?
No, I've rebooted it and got everything open, so now I'm going to try to connect and see if it recognizes my camera or not.
Well, let's see what's going on here.
See.
We're just going to wait.
Perfect. It does seem to have acknowledged me.
Oh, look at that. See? That's the answer. The answer is always, Lance, reboot the computer. That seems to be the magic.
Perfect.
All right. Well, we're going to start with everyone's favorite topic here briefly, and that is ratings. I know this irritates people, but this is notable this week. I'm going to tell you why. So, this past Saturday's collision... This past Saturday's collision did 300,000 viewers. Are you ready for this?
Sure.
Up 91.1% from the week prior. 18 to 49 did a 0.07, which is up 75% from last week. This is the best audience since July 26th and the best 18 to 49 since August 9th. And there was competition from college football on several cable and network stations airing head-to-head. And, you know, I don't want to say, because, listen, I could sit here and just try and say I was right and everything like that. But the fact is, listen, we don't really know, okay? We don't really know. But they advertised a full collision card. We had 4 or 5 matches prior to collision. And the show did significantly better. The week prior when it did a record low, we did Fun Friday and we had zero, goose egg, no matches whatsoever for collision. Nothing. We had nothing announced for collision. And you can go back and track if you want, but there was a period where they started advertising matches. It was like a 2-week period. They started advertising matches for Dynamite. This was, I think, at the end I think this might have been going into the ECW arena. But the point is, they had like 2 weeks, and the show did fine. And then, for whatever reason, after 2 good weeks of advertising matches, they like stopped again. And in both cases, Dynamite and Collision, the show died with nothing announced. Well, now they've announced a bunch of stuff for Collision, and Collision did better. And obviously, you know, some of the stuff they advertised, you could say, well, John Moxley, he was on the show the week prior when they did the record low. They did John Moxley and Daniel Garcia 2 weeks in a row. 1 week, they did a big advertising push for it. The other week, they didn't. And the reason they did, the show did significantly better. So this coming Wednesday, we already have 4 segments announced. 4 matches, actually. And so we'll find out Wednesday, you know, if Dynamite does much better on Wednesday, I think we really need to think about the value of advertising matches in advance. Now.
So you should take into consideration promotion when promoting your promotion.
Yes, I've said this 1,000 times. Tony Khan is supposed to be the booker and the promoter, but he's only the booker. He doesn't promote. And you need to promote as a promoter. And they promoted Collision, and the show did better. Now, you know what's ironic? The SmackDown show also did very well, up 38%. The 18 to 49 did a 0.51, which is up 82%. The best of the show has done since April 18th. And this is kind of an irony, but it's not. It's all because of AJ, who they didn't advertise. All right.
But they let you know.
That's the point. Nobody going into SmackDown was unaware that there was a very good chance that we talked about it on Friday. AJ's going to be on the show. Brock Lesnar is going to be on the show. It's exactly like CM Punk's debut in AEW. Like, they didn't say this person's going to be on the show, but they pretty much told you that these things were going to happen.
They purposefully leaked her merch. I guarantee you that was not a mistake.
Well, the point is, hey, you know what? Then they advertised AJ, and they did a great number. She is the reason for that number. The show did very, very well. So after a week of every show except NXT dying, well, we're back to shows doing well again. So I would mention one other thing as well, which is, you guys remember the one show that didn't die last week? Anybody remember?
You said it was NXT.
NXT. And you know what NXT has that none of these other shows have? They always have a ton of matches announced by the time NXT goes off the air. I'm just saying. They had a full card. They had like 6-7 things announced going into last week's show. And they were the one show that survived the violent skewering of all professional wrestling. I should also mention that one quick thing here. Every week, Brandon Thurston has a Raw data report. And, you know, of course, Dave's got his formula, which I'll say this thing about Dave's formula. He is just doing division based on what Netflix posts. And I don't know what Netflix is doing, but like the math, it does actually not work. But the point of this is Brandon Thurston has a Raw viewership report that he does every week, and he's actually got an explanation. And he even adds here, hours viewed divided by runtime does not consistently reconcile to Netflix's report of global views. That's true. But anyway, he's got a formula of his own, and if you look at it, Raw last week, September 1st, did 1.4 million viewers, which actually sounds like what you would think Raw does. And, you know, it's been somewhat consistent dating back to May. So he's got the show averaging about, you know, 1.5, 1.6 million every week. The September 1st show did poorly, but, you know, it's going up against football now, so that would explain that. But I think this is a much better... you know, this is much closer to what I think Raw is doing than I think, you know, Dave's formula came up to like 180,000 viewers in the U.S., which is like, it's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. So 1.4 million sounds about right, because It's not like they aren't drawing people to the buildings. It's not like people aren't into the stars or the show or whatever. So it seems that Raw is doing, prior to football season, right around 1.6 million viewers every week. And now that football has started, they're going to struggle. It'll probably be about 1.4 million. And those are your numbers. So there you go. By the way, I wasn't going to bring this up because we talked about it on the Dave show. But did you ever meet Chuck Coates?
No, I did not.
Mad Max, Russian Assassin, Stormtrooper, Hans Hessler, Agent Max.
I don't believe so anyway. It's possible one of the post-retirement matches he could have been on the undercard, but I don't recall.
Or he could have been on one of those WCW shows, just backstage as enhancement. Because he did WWF and WCW enhancement matches for a long time. And another person this week that passed away due to heart problems. So all the best to his friends and family. 63 years old, kind of worked all over the place for a long time. But that was Chuck Coates, passed away yesterday morning. All right, when we come back, we're going to do some news. We'll do the Raw report. We'll talk about some upcoming lineups, including Impact. Hey, they got some matches announced in advance. That's always good. Joe Hendry versus Eric Young and Moose and AJ Francis. Moose and AJ Francis.
Vinny's going to be so excited.
Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654.
800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us. We got NXT tonight, flag match. Sean's going right into that old basket of tricks. The old flag match. Ethan Page and Tavion Heights. Which, it's a flag match. I don't think the title's on the line, so I think Tavion's got to win. And then that sets up the title match. We got Fatal Influence versus Tizzy. Tatum and Izzy.
Terrible.
And Zaruka. Did this start with, like, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie? Is this where we get all these stupid names where it's like, we just got to merge everyone's name together? Like, it'd be okay if, like, one team did it, but now all of them have to do it.
I think it started, like, back when Vince basically killed tag team wrestling, and there weren't any actual, you know, Road Warriors, Midnight Express teams, and it was just the two single guys mashed together for 4 months. So that's when you got the Jericho and Tizzy, and just because no one's actually a full-blown team. Where at least, like, the Street Profits, they debuted as a team, so they have a team name. But when you're just single stars mushed together, they mush together names like Tizzy.
Lame.
Yes.
Sucks.
I'm glad I was an Impact player, not whatever name you'd come up with.
Jamming. Let's see, it was you and...
Just Incredible.
Let's see, that'd be...
The Incredible Storm.
Storm Edible.
There you go. That might get over today.
Storm Edible. Actually, that might. Golly.
People like their edibles.
Javon versus Josh Briggs. Fabi Apache and Lainey Reed in a speed tournament match. I can't even make some of these up. Trick Williams and a mystery partner confront DIY. In a bizarre setup for that, as the babyfaces were total heels to poor Trick. And then Dark State versus Hank and Tank for the tag team titles. So that's tonight. Wednesday Dynamite, Hangman and Josh Alexander non-title. Tony Storm and Sky Blue in a Philly street fight, which I presume is non-title. Shelton Benjamin and Ricochet and Mercedes and Emi Sakura versus Riho and Alex Windsor. So that's Wednesday. And then, like I said, Thursday, Joe Hendry, Eric Young, and Moose and AJ Francis. Golly!
Big hoss fight there.
That's a mean guy match if I ever saw one. Then Worlds Collide Friday. I can't wait for this show. Is it too late to drive down? Vikingo versus Dominic for the mega title. Psycho Clown and Pagano against Kofi and Xavier the New Day. The Reina de Reinas number one contenders match, Natty and Fabi Apache. Mixed tag, Finn and Roxanne versus Mr. Iguana and Lola Vice. Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. defends the Latin American title against Dragon Lee, JD McDonough, and Ethan Page in a four-way. And then a Lucha Showcase with La Parca, Mascarita Sagrada, Nino Ambergesa, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin Wilde, Lince Dorado, Mini Abismo Negro, and not Octagon Jr., as he almost got killed by Pagano. So it looks like he's going to be out of action for a while. Like, sat on his face. Pagano's forte is not moves. It's kind of... I'm trying to figure out... Someone had an idea for you and Val Venus.
We were a tag team at one point in time. Although, I was a tag team partner of Chief Morley's as well as Val Venus's.
Steenus?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. There's got to be something with that one. All right. Got a couple of news notes here. Triple H was on Pat McAfee's show. And he said, I'll give you a spoiler right now. Cody will be back in Indianapolis. And so obviously, Branny just recently gave birth, and so he's been off the road for a little while. But it is believed that that's going to be the Cody-Drew McIntyre match. That'll be at WrestlePalooza. They are doing the Drew McIntyre-Randy Orton match on SmackDown Friday, which is a pretty big match for SmackDown to do that match.
Smart that they advertise it ahead of time.
Yeah, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre. Also, there's a title match with Tiffany and Jade. And Brock Lesnar appears, which is interesting because Brock will be there, but Cena will not. So, I guess he's just going to do a promo or something like that. We also have the AEW tag team titles on the line. They're doing a show in Mexico City, and Bandido and Brody King will be facing Zondacon Jr. and Defunto. That's the main event of the show, an AEW tag title match. A bunch of other matches on the show as well, but that's coming up on Friday.
Come on, we were making fun of amalgamated names. At least push Brodito.
There's another one. That's at least, that one I'm all right with. Brodito. But not sure about the rest of all of these. All right, if you have questions for the show, everybody, we got a few minutes for the Raw report. We like to save that for the last segment, right? Oh! Mm-hmm. So apparently Octagon Jr.'s doctor cleared him. So he may be on the show. All right. Listen, I'm not a doctor. Whatever his doctor says. But I don't know, man. 425-780-7566 is the text message line. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. Whatever's on your mind, we can talk about it here today. Lal Stinus is this guy's name for you and Val. That sounds terrible.
Yes. It's bad enough that a guy with a first name Lance is doing a gimmick with a porn star.
This person here says, didn't Danielson retire to be with his daughter? Commentary every week still takes just as much time away from home. I'm not saying he needs to wrestle or anything like that. Well, I think also, I can tell you this about daughters. They do start to get older, and next thing you know, they're in school all the time. And then some after-school activity. And I think one day a week on the road doing commentary. I mean, clearly he's willing to do it.
Especially if it's a Wednesday and she's in school.
Yeah.
Like, weekends are when you're going to want to be home to spend time with your kids.
I mean, listen, here's the other thing, too, okay? The guy's doing commentary, all right? So what that means is he can fly in and out the same day. Now, if he were a wrestler and he was in a main event segment, I mean, maybe you'd want to fly him in the day before just in case there's, you know, travel issues and you don't want to lose out on a big match. But, like, as a commentator, something goes wrong, he can't make the show, I mean, it's not the end of the world. So I think that he can just get in and out on one day and be back home. So
yeah,
that's
he'd need less prep during the day, too.
Yeah.
So getting in mid-afternoon, catching an early flight Wednesday morning would be a piece of cake for him.
Yeah, any prep he needs to do is he can do on the plane. I mean, he knows everything about everybody anyway. So he could easily just fly in late in the day, fly out as soon as the show's over, get out of there. I don't think they make him take down the ring.
I wouldn't suspect so, no.
It's possible.
I think he's paid enough dues at this point in time in his career, accomplished enough. He's not on ring crew.
I will say that I did hear, and this was all speculation, but you know, I heard from one person that said, you know, if this guy is going back on the road one day a week, that suggests that they think Bree's coming back for sure for her one day a week. So we'll see what ends up happening. All right, this person says, are you going to review Anniversario for Brian and Vinny as a comparison to Triple Mania? I guess we could try. We are going to review the World's Collide show this weekend. I'll tell you that much. And I would be willing to review the CMLL anniversary show. So we'll do that here at some point, I'm sure.
Craig won't be happy if you add another show.
Too bad, brother. Well, it's not adding. He just doesn't watch the other shows. If he has to watch the AAA show, he's just not going to watch SmackDown and Collision. That's how he gets around it. I can't even read what this person said your name should be. I'll tell you during the break. It has to do with your other gimmick. What is Lance's thought about John Moxley as a heel, but in reality, he's a babyface?
I don't watch it enough to comment too much, but it's odd. I've had it explained to me a few times, and I don't fully get it because it falls into that weird category of if he's a baby or he's trying to be a babyface by saving the company, you have to accept the premise that the company is not good right now. And I've never liked the we need to turn things around angle.
Well, let me, if I may. Mm-hmm. It's not so much that he's trying to save the company. I probably have said that myself in explaining this. But I think it's more that this Moxley character just wants it to be its best, and he wants new people to step up. It's not so much like it sucks.
It's not as good as it should be.
No.
And talent aren't doing as well as they should
be.
Hey,
listen.
Like, that's an odd story to tell.
Listen, is WWE doing great right now?
Not as great as they were.
Well, I mean, business-wise.
They're doing fantastic.
They're on fire, okay? But they still have a developmental, because they know we're going to always need new talent. We're always going to need new stars. Doesn't mean it sucks now. It just means we got to set the table for the future. That's more what he's doing. Like, I'm not going to...
He's not feuding with developmental people.
No, but his point is, like, I'm not going to be around forever.
If he was in Ring of Honor telling them to step up because AEW needs a future, then that'd be different.
His deal is, I'm not going to be around forever. Like, you want to be champion? You want to replace me? Fine. Well, do it. You either do it or I'll kill you. That's essentially it. He's rooting for these people. He's looking for someone so he can just go retire to the farm. All right, back in a moment. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless awareness of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance, what did you think of Monday Night Raw? The usual.
It was okay. I feel like I'm watching the audience more than I am a show far too often. Like, I get that it's fun for the audience to wave their hands and yeet, but I get tired of just watching fans yeeting or fans reacting or fans singing. I tune in to watch the stars and watch the wrestling, and I find I sit there watching the fans more than I would care to.
My big issue is this, Lance. These matches, dude.
Four of them all had the same finish.
Yeah, it's like it's the same. And to be fair, I mean, they do run-ins everywhere. But like, I think the problem is, even though they do run-ins everywhere, they're so patterned in WWE. It's like they have a patterned run-in leading to the finish deal. It's not even like it's different every time. And the other thing is, the from the comeback on, I actually think WWE has been booking some good stuff lately. If you take out the run-ins, they've really kind of stepped up that period from the comeback to the finish. You know, there's more twists and turns now, and
to their credit, last night they gave us finishes at least, but there was four minor involvement from the person at ringside leading to the heel going over.
Yeah,
and they were pinfalls at least. But very similar.
But my point is that from the comeback to the finish, I feel like the matches have really, they've kind of stepped it up a little bit in terms of putting them together. But it's at the expense of, from the bell ringing to the comeback, these matches are so boring. Like, they're so all exactly the same, and I'm just bored to tears. And then finally they do the big comeback, and like, it takes me a while to get into it because I'm so bored leading up to it. And they got so much talent, and it just feels like, I don't know if I don't really want to blame the agents, but it does kind of feel like there's some laziness here where it's like, just do whatever for the first 9 minutes, and then let's concentrate on the stuff from the comeback forward.
I'm quite sure the agent / producer isn't telling them that.
Well, I don't think they're telling them that, like, on purpose, but it's probably the wrestlers also know that, like, the first 5 minutes is going to be during a commercial, and then, you know
what it could be, and again, I'm speculating because obviously I'm not there, but I have seen it many times as a wrestler and as a producer, that if you have a very busy day, whether the production meeting gets out late or you have a lot of pre-tapes, you have a lot of backstage stuff, you know, that you're really, really busy. And obviously, if you're limited in time, you will, all right, let's put together the finish. Let's put together our go home. Let's get all these really good near falls. Let's make it exciting. And if you're running out of time, it's like, okay, we'll figure out the rest out there. And the beginning doesn't get the time if you don't have a lot of time in the afternoon. And it's possible that with the high level of production and all the pre-tapes and stuff, that might be occupying a lot of their time, and they have to focus on the end and don't get to focus as much on the beginning.
The other thing that I'm not a big fan of is the whole main event scene on Raw with Braun. Listen, I think Braun Breaker is great. I thought he would be even further than he is already. It just took him a while. I think Bronson Reed is great, but they're so determined to get over Braun Breaker that you've got this two-person unit that's like, it's not even like the Hurt Syndicate where like they're killing all these jobber teams. It's like these dudes are out here killing all your main eventers. And, you know, in a fair fight, the baby faces get killed every time. Then a third baby face has to come out with a weapon. They still get killed. And then finally, when they manage to send the heels packing, then these three idiot baby faces, like, screw everything up for each other. And it's like, during the main event angle, the fans were actually chanting for Paul Heyman, the heel manager, because your baby faces are so stupid and incompetent. So, I don't know. Anyway, it opened up with Jimmy and Jay coming out, and they make fun of Braun and Paul, and LA Knight ends up coming out to attack the heels, and they cut him off, and the Usos hit dives. And as always, in the middle of the babyfaces running wild, 3-on-2 on these heels, somebody does something stupid, and LA Knight moves, and Jay gets squished. And then, even though it's clearly an accident, the entire story is Jay getting angry that LA got him. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah. If LA didn't move, they both would have got squished. Jay would not have benefited if LA Knight didn't move.
No. So then they sign LA Knight versus Bronson for the main event. At AJ and El Grande Americano, which, you know, after the comeback, it was pretty good. And then another El Grande interfered. Dragon Lee ran down, got rid of him. And then AJ hit the Styles Clash and pinned El Grande. And last few minutes of this were very good.
And AJ, I believe, the only babyface that won tonight.
I believe so, yeah. We had Adam Pearce meeting with EO. Something's up with Stephanie. She was not on the show. They merely said she couldn't make it. He said she should be good for WrestlePalooza, but it's a mystery. So hopefully she's all right. And then we had Asuka and Kairi showing up, and Nikki had been talking to EO, and Asuka told her to stay away from her. And so Nikki got angry, and then they got into a big argument, and it led to a match later on. There were three matches signed during the show, which means Adam Pearce had nothing planned. Then we had Lyra and Raquel, which I actually thought was one of the best matches on the show. I thought they worked great together. I thought they actually did a lot of different, unique things in this match. And finally, there was a minor distraction by Roxanne. And Raquel pinned her with the Tejano bomb. I thought they did a good job.
Mm-hmm. This was actually, I should mention, my very first exposure to Joe Tessitore.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Joe Tess.
I find him a little... His excitement level is fairly consistent, which to me feels a little unnatural. It doesn't go up and down as much with...
Give him a few weeks. See what you think about him.
Is he going to be regularly on Raw moving forward?
Well, until Wade... Actually, you know, I don't know. He might be... I was told he's on Raw. So he may be permanently on Raw now. I guess
then I'll be able to give him a chance.
I guess we'll find out. We had an awesome segment with the War Raiders and Penta and Adam Pearce. I encourage everybody to watch this segment. It's Penta. He's very upset with Adam Pearce for not loving him like the fans do. And Adam Pearce is trying to plead his case. I like you a lot. And Penta's not having it. Just shakes his head. Nope. And then he announces he does not like the Intercontinental Champion, demands a title shot. And then Rusev shows up and gets in Penta's face, and they announce a match for those guys for later on.
Are you aware of Adam Pearce's gimmick on social media where he posts Love Somebody Today? This was a bit of a play on that.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah, every day he posts Love Somebody Today on his socials.
Yeah. Penta's upset that he's not loving him. Big Jim met with AJ and Dragon Lee, and Jay ends up walking up. He's on his way out of the building, and Jim says, we need to work together. We're not going to get to WrestlePalooza. Jay wants none of this, and he says he's leaving. He's out of here. Jimmy tells him, you're starting to sound like Roman. We had the AJ Lee segment to set up WrestlePalooza, and it's hard to time these segments because Netflix... they cut out commercials, and when they cut out commercials, the clock just jumps forward or whatever. So it's hard to figure out how long. I mean, it felt like they went 25 minutes. I mean, they knew that this thing was hot. And so it was like, we are going to milk this for all it's worth. And AJ came out, and she cut a long promo talking about her time off and therapy and everything that went down with Becky. And then Becky's music hits, and she comes out, and they go a long time. And then Seth's music hits, and he comes out, and he's being a jerk. And then finally CM Punk shows up. And long story short, Punk makes Seth so angry that Seth agrees to the mixed tag at WrestlePalooza, which Becky does not want. She does not want this match. She is petrified of AJ Lee. But the match is on, and so AJ, who had been wearing Becky's belt, which she stole on SmackDown, she did give the belt back. So it was a good segment overall. It was just long.
Yeah, and somehow AJ Lee has aged weeks in the last 10 years.
Yeah, basically. She looks pretty much exactly the same. We had another Bayley segment. Then Rusev faced Penta, which was a... It was not as good as I expected. Just kind of there. And out was... they had New Day and Grayson Waller out there. And Penta went up top. Xavier jumped on the apron. Penta booted him. Got kicked on the way down, pinned. Your usual horrific WWE finish. I mean, this one was interference directly leading to the finish.
Well, yeah, and there was interference earlier because Penta had to dive out on the mall.
Had the Nikki Bella Asuka match, which actually they had a straight match, no interference, and a clean finish, and it was Asuka tapping her out with the Asuka lock.
There was a little bit of interference when Asuka hid behind Kairi and used her as a distraction. That did happen,
but I don't count that because Kairi wanted nothing to do with it. She was an innocent victim in all of this. But
yes, relatively clean.
Yeah, tap out from Nikki Bella, which surprised me. So I'm wondering if they need another female heel. I guess we'll find out.
Do you think they're going to turn Nikki heel?
Kind of. Kind of. Then Nikki and Asuka got into a big confrontation, and Rhea showed up to back up Nikki. So for the time being, looks like we're just going to have a tag program here. And also, Asuka versus Rhea is coming. And then the main event was Bronson Reed and LA Knight, which same deal. I thought this match was pretty good. Like, Bronson is very good. Bronson is good in the ring and on the mic. Like, he carried that opening segment with Bron Breakker. And LA Knight has very much stepped up his game since coming to the main roster. And there was, of course, interference by Bron Breakker. He jumped up on the apron. LA knocked him off. Bronson grabbed the DVD, hit the pin. This was the exact same finish as the Penta match two matches earlier. Exact same finish. And that's when they did the big schmoz where two heels beat down three men with a chair. And the three men were the one with the chair. The two heels beat them up. And then finally they send them packing, and then the three baby faces are in the ring. And L.A., who doesn't like anybody, is willing to shake Jimmy's hand for helping him. But then he turns around and Jay just spears a guy. That's his receipt from earlier in the evening, even though early in the evening was a mistake, and this was on purpose. So everyone booed Jay, you know? You've got an angle where they're booing Jey Uso. They're chanting for Paul Heyman. It's like, this ain't working. Whatever you're doing, it's not working right now.
They did yeet at the end, but yeah.
They did yeet a little bit, but like...
Now, wasn't the Roxanne finish also a slight distraction into a finish?
It was a little bit of a distraction. But Roxanne, which is like on the outside, I don't think she jumped all the way up on the apron like those other two. Anyway, back in a moment, Observer Live.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So you got nothing this week. You're off the road, brother.
Yeah, and even the next loop I get to drive, we're in Edmonton next.
Wow.
No flights for me until Bound for Glory.
How did it go this past week?
It was a lot of fun. Really great crowd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And this isn't a spoiler because it's been stooged off online. Ken Anderson made a surprise return to TNA, and I got to produce the match he was in. And it was a lot of fun working with him.
So he came back and wrestled.
He was there and wrestled. I won't give any more details because it hasn't aired yet, but there's spoilers everywhere online, so I'm not stooging anything off. But he was one of the guys I trained in OVW in like 04, 05, and it was a lot of fun getting to see him and produce with him.
I'm trying to see when the last time he had a match was.
It says he still wrestles occasionally, a couple times a month.
Let's see.
But I don't know the last time he was actually on a major platform on television.
ProfightDB has three matches since 2019. That doesn't sound right.
Three matches since before the pandemic? I don't know.
Battleground Championship Wrestling on July 2025. Then you have to go all the way back to the Hardys reunion in May of 2022. So,
But he was a former two-time TNA World Champ, and he made his return. The crowd was quite happy about it.
How about that? Well, check out Impact on Thursday, everybody. And Lance is going to be back, I guess we'll see when. You got nothing new, brother. I'm free on Thursday.
Well, I could probably sit in on Thursday.
I can plug some Impact.
Sure.
All right. We're going to wrap it up, everybody. And I'll be back later tonight. Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig and Sean show. And there's an Observer Radio last night. Another one coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow, Observer Live with Tom. And that's it. We'll talk to you after a while.